This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, WILO.
Good Friday morning to you, and welcome to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I'm Ken. I'm filling in for Kevin, who's on another vacation daily. He'll be back in here on Monday. So I'm joined by my former tag team partner from the morning, Melissa Miller. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How's everything in the world of Melissa?
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Actually, harvest is going well. So
good.
Yep.
Better. You got any idea if it's better than what you thought it might be, or if it's about what you thought?
Some fields, yes. Excuse me, but yeah, some. I mean, with the GPS and being able to check where yields are at on certain spots of fields, some of them are a little higher than we thought.
But, good.
You know, it's going to balance out, but I still think yields are going to be low.
Yeah. This is a year where you just make sure you break even and don't lose money.
Yeah, you hope you break even, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the hope is this year.
Yep.
Your WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of north central Indiana for today, partly sunny skies and a high of 62. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 70. Tomorrow night, clear with a low of 45. Sunday, sunny skies and a high of 71. We're currently sitting at 33 frosty degrees on the outside. I did have to scrape a little bit this morning, so...
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't exactly the most fun I've ever had doing that this morning. So actually, it wasn't too bad. So, Michael, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm finding a frog hair.
You're finding a frog hair?
Mm-hmm. Don't you dare finish that either.
I said that to Melissa yesterday. So when she asked me, when I asked her how she was today, not you, Melissa, but the other one, uh-huh. She said, finding a frog hair.
Yeah. I know that saying well. I just know that you can't finish the rest of it on air.
Well, maybe I don't know what it means.
There's just more to it.
I had somebody way back from another place I worked. I was telling him how I was doing. He goes, if I was any better, I'd have to see a psychiatrist. So.
Now, you're going to have to explain that to me then sometime off the air.
Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't be saying that.
Okay, we can probably explain it to you.
Okay. Hey, I just was wondering. I heard what you said about me, Melissa, my little golden flower, yesterday after I hung up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And Ken says, anybody with any questions or comments, call in. And you were laughing, and he said, why are you laughing? And you said, well, I remember when he used to hang up, we'd say that, and then we'd thank God nobody did call in.
Well, I wasn't referring to you. I was referring to just some of the content that we used to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I was
not. You're back up on my high ladder.
I was going to say, I was not referring to you. I actually enjoy your calls very much so.
Well, thank you very much. So I just speak at the truth when I call in.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, it should be.
And I'm taking bets now from you guys if you want to bet. How much longer do you think Mulvaney is going to last?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't.
But as long as he wants to.
Isn't it kind of like watching the Mutiny on the Bounty?
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
All the rats are starting to jump ship.
Yep. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Madman Mattis now, who was the greatest general that ever drew a breath in the entire world, is now overrated.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you see his speech?
I did, about the Spurs.
I loved that. I did. I laughed all the way through it. That was some of the best material I've seen in a while.
He was good, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Well, that's basically all I had to say.
So you going to be with us tomorrow morning?
I will be. I'll be home tomorrow.
All right.
Cool.
Well, at 10 o'clock, I will be waiting with bated breath to see what you have to say about basketball.
10 o'clock is over.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock,
yeah.
And yes,
unless you're on Atlantic Ocean time or whatever it is, or towards that way, Nova Scotia, wherever.
Well, if I don't turn in to tune in till 10, then Sunday evening I'll be in there at 8.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It is 8 to 9 on Sunday night, so.
And yesterday I said that when I got home last Sunday, I was so tired I didn't listen to your show. It was Saturday, I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you didn't say anything. You were kind.
I'm always kind.
I know you are.
Unless somebody gets under my skin a little bit, and it's like, okay, depends on how bad I really want to go after somebody.
No comment.
Yeah, well, I know.
No comment.
Be nice. Be
no
nice.
I just want to say hi.
I try
hi
to be nice.
Kevin.
So.
Yep.
Just want to say hi to Kevin. He's probably listening to see if me and Larry say anything about him.
Oh, I doubt it.
You don't think he is?
No, I imagine if the kids don't have him up, he's probably trying to sleep.
No, they're getting ready to leave about this time. They're going to leave about 9 o'clock this morning, supposedly. When I talked to him last night about something.
So, yeah. Well, let me open up about Kevin, then. Here's what I think.
Go for it.
No, he's a great guy. He just got that one little problem.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we all have issues.
Yeah, not that one, I don't. All right, you guys take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
If anybody's got any questions or comments, 659-333-8, 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll have representatives from the Frankfort Unified Neighbors. We'll be talking about the Jack-O-Lantern Jamboree coming up on next Saturday from 3 to 8 p.m. We're going to have Teresa Adams in here, along with Lewis Wheeler. They'll be in here to talk about that event coming up next Saturday. So that's our guest coming up here at 9 o'clock this morning. So, So what do you got over there? Anything exciting?
Oh, no, I'm just looking through all the prep that you gave me. So
okay.
I'm just reading.
Well, for those who love Stephen Colbert, he's going to be looking at you from a TV set for years to come as a late-night talk show host, signed a contract extension through August of 2023. Details about the contract have not been released, but there's reports that he is says the award-winning comedian did get a bump on pay. Colbert has announced the new contract by saying CBS is asking to host the Late Show for a few more years and has every intention of honoring that subpoena. So that's kind of interesting. Way, but I'm going to honor that subpoena.
Well, I kind of like the way he always slides a little dig in there.
I'm not a big fan of late night talk shows.
It depends on who's going to be on it.
Yeah.
You know, I will flip between all of them just because I'm more interested in the guest, I guess, than I am the monologues.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, to me, Carson was the king of monologues, and that's, you know, and I just...
Yeah, there's a couple that can give him a run for his money, but it's all in the writers.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
That's just the way that works.
This is a little distressing, especially if you have some young ones around. Most baby food in the U.S. contains toxic heavy metals, according to a new report. A study published by Healthy Baby Bright Futures found that 95% of 168 baby foods tested were found to have heavy metals in them, which include arsenic, lead, cadmium, which I don't know, so sure what cadmium is, and mercury. Experts say even trace amounts of these metals can affect brain development and significantly diminish a child's IQ. Foods tested in the study, which had the highest risk across 61 brands, included infant rice cereal, rice dishes, and rice-based snacks. 1 in 4 of the studied baby foods contained all 4 metals. The report is recommended the FDA work to create standards which can reduce the childhood exposure heavy metals and foods, and amen to that.
Yes, yeah, and I saw that actually this morning. I did not get a chance to do the research to see, you know, who all's on the list, which one is the better choice out of all of them. But I made my own with both the kids, vegetables, everything, run it through the blender and puree it. So
okay, normally I don't touch this subject, but I have to this time because this is something that to me is just funnier than all headache.
Okay, go for it.
A Russian man is filing suit claiming that tech giant Apple turned him gay. In the lawsuit, the unidentified man says Apple sent him cryptocurrency known as Gaycoin instead of the Bitcoin he had ordered. When it arrived, Gaycoin came with a note saying, quote, "Don't judge until you try," unquote, which apparently convinced him to try out same-sex relationships. He is seeking more than $15,000 in damages. A closed-door hearing will take place in Russia soon.
Mm-hmm.
That closed-door hearing will probably be in Siberia.
More than likely. Yeah, because that kind of lifestyle is not seen as...
No.
It's frowned upon in Russia. So, yeah. They just signed his own death warrant.
No, there's no human rights in Russia. So
No, there are none.
I mean, you're not in good shape there, buddy. So.
Exactly. You screwed up.
Yeah, you did big time.
All the way around. But anyway.
So, more ways than one.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
Yeah. Also, before we go much further along, we got to remember we have high school football. The last night of the regular season is tonight. Here on WILO, we're going to have Eastern over at Clinton Prairie kick off with Don and Lamar as it's 7 o'clock tonight. And over on our Shine 99 TV, we're going to have Carol and Sheridan tonight. So that also starts at 7 o'clock. So we'll have high school football for you. Last regular season game of the year is tonight. And then next Friday night, we'll have playoff stuff for you. We'll have Frontier's going to be at Prairie. That'll be the game we're going to do next Friday night.
Right.
And Sheridan is hosting Indianapolis Lutheran next Friday night in the opening round of the playoffs. So that's next
week.
That's
an interesting draw for them.
Yes. So it will be kind of fun to see what happens here. Archaeologists have found 20 ancient coffins near the Egyptian city of Luxor. Egypt's Antiquities Ministry says the bright-colored coffins were found in a burial ground near the Valley of the Kings where pharaohs were buried. Ministry says the coffins were buried in two layers and called it one of the largest and most important discoveries in recent years. Coffins are believed to be thousands of years old, and more details will be released at a news conference on Saturday.
Yeah, I actually saw pictures of that, and layered is correct. And it was almost like there was a trench dug, and then there were layers of sarcophagus, and then boards or something similar to boards. And then another layer. It was weird. It was really weird, the pictures. So you don't know whether it was... I don't know how they're going to figure out the history of that unless they can get enough hieroglyphics off the walls and stuff to decipher it as to why it was like that.
You mean there's going to be no emails available?
No. No.
And no text, no emails?
No, and they would be encrypted anyway.
That's true. Yeah, probably would be.
But yeah, no, the pictures are really weird on that deal.
Okay, I haven't seen anything yet, so that's just kind of... Another champagne vending machine is popping up. New York is in the latest to have mini bottles of the bubbly on demand. The vending machine is in the Lexington Hotel in Manhattan. It's stocked with 360 bottles. Each one comes with a flute, so no need to find a glass. They cost $25 and require a gold coin. The very first champagne vending machine hit Vegas 2 years ago. Since then, they've appeared in California, Philadelphia, and Florida. No, none are coming to Frankfurt anytime soon.
No, and let's keep in mind, folks, that these are in huge, very expensive hotels.
Yes.
Or as the ones in Vegas are out there in the big casinos. So they're not out for the general public. And you have to have that special coin in order to be able to get into them so they can monitor whether or not you've bought a coin.
Yeah, I wonder how much that coin actually cost you in your overnight stay.
Well, basically the coin is the $25, and that's what you put in. So, but yeah, $25 for a mini bottle. Yeah, I don't think so.
I think I'll go over and get a nice $5 bottle of cold duck and let it go. Speaking of alcohol, some beer enthusiasts will have a hard time finding a new brew from Samuel Adams. The Boston-based brewery released its latest barrel-aged extreme beer, Utopias, earlier this week. The company says it has 28% alcohol by volume and is illegal in 15 states. Only 77 wooden casks of the limited release drink were brewed this year. A little potent.
Just a little.
Uh-huh.
Holy moly. So, yeah. Aged in wooden cask.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I'm not touching it.
No, but still. That's got a lot to it. Anyway.
I'll give you a little...
And then we can just kind of move on to my favorite subjects. Yeah,
yes.
I'm thinking the one that you have in your hands, and then I got the other one, so
okay.
Go for it.
No, go ahead. You take care of the one you want to take
Well,
care of.
Bluebell is releasing Christmas cookie ice cream.
Right.
Bluebell ice cream is getting into the holiday spirit. They're going to drop some Christmas cookie ice cream. It's actually should be in the stores now already, ahead of the holiday. It's a mixture of chocolate chips, snickerdoodle, and sugar cookies. There we go.
Oh, God. I can't handle sugar cookies.
That's now, just, I don't that. Know whether I could handle snickerdoodles, you know, cinnamon ice, cinnamon.
Now, snickerdoodle I like. I like as a cookie. I've never tried it in ice cream.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know if I can handle it as ice cream. Of course, chocolate chips, you got me there already.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But, you know, it's topped with red sprinkles and a green icing swirl throughout. That could take the... Take the edge off the cinnamon. There you go.
You know, the other thing of it is, though, Bluebell just had a recent, they had to recall a whole bunch of stuff back because of some stuff they found in their stuff.
Yeah, everybody's having recalls.
I know.
You're just better off making it yourself. That's just all there is to it. Anyway, but yeah, they've already released their peppermint. They've got the spiced pumpkin pecan and the salted caramel cookie ice cream already out there. So, yep, they're jumping on there and getting all the weird flavors out there for the holidays.
Problem is, if you start making it yourself, you're going to find that all the sugar and the flour and everything else that you use to make it with has got something in it as well, probably. So.
True. Yeah, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, I think that's just, you know, anyway. It is the holiday season. Well, at least it's getting here anyway. Gosh, I don't want to think about that yet.
No kidding.
But anyway, Oreo fans will have a totally new way to snack on and in form of a DIY cookie house.
Mm-hmm.
Oreo's Holiday Chocolate Cookie House Kit is exactly what it sounds like, just like any other gingerbread house making kit on the market. The Oreo version comes with pre-baked cookie pieces in the shape of walls and a roof, icing, and decorations like fruit gummies. I don't know if that sounds good or not. Anyway, the biggest difference is that all the cookies in this kit are chocolate biscuits, not gingerbread.
Yeah, basically it's the outer shell of the Oreo cookie. And then you put your icing on it and everything else. But, you know, the problem with that is it would never get made at my house. We'd just slap the icing on it and eat it like it is. I mean, it'd be like eating a chocolate pizza.
Oh.
Basically.
I'm sorry, you just lost my...
What?
Chocolate pizza?
Just giant pieces of chocolate for crust, and then you slap the icing on it, and there you go. You don't have to add cheese or anything else to it. It's just a giant Oreo cookie.
I'm not a big Oreo cookie fan.
I can handle Oreo cookies, but you know what would make that even better?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of building it, why not just slap vanilla ice cream in between it and make ice cream sandwiches out of it?
No, that's not a bad idea.
Uh-huh. I could handle that.
That's actually probably a better idea than some of the other stuff.
I kind of like that. But if you like it, they're going to retail for about $10, and you should be seeing them in stores pretty soon. If they're not already, because a lot of that stuff's coming out, too.
Oh, my gosh, it already... Oh. I know. I think Walmart's got a lot of their stuff out already.
Yeah, they do.
That's like, oh, gosh, let's rush the
season. I couldn't
bring
myself to go down the aisle yet. So.
Let's rush the season a little bit more here.
Yeah,
so.
No kidding.
So, okay, I know you had the one there about the Twitter stuff, so let's go ahead. I'm going to let you have this one.
Oh, you know, I got to love it. Everybody's screaming they want Trump's Twitter account suspended because, let's face it, he doesn't use it very well. He's not very smart in it. He does a lot of finger pointing and everything else through it, but there again, so do other people. I myself, the way I look at it, leave it up. It's entertainment.
Yeah, for right now, it is.
I mean, I sit and laugh through it when I read it, so you can choose to follow it. You can choose to not follow it. That's your prerogative. So he doesn't, he does use a lot of four-letter words and everything else, and to me, it just shows the person he is.
Well, I look at
leave
this.
It up.
Yeah, if you want to leave it up, that's fine. I just wish he would be doing some other things other than sticking on Twitter all the time. That's what bothers me. So,
and there again, that just to me shows the person he is. So,
we've got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, Ken, Melissa.
How are you doing, Kyle?
The teachers in Chicago are on strike.
Right.
Right.
And they're asking for 16%, and the town of Chicago said they couldn't afford that, and they didn't say what they offered them. But then the teachers said that they want at least 15% for 3 years, over a three-year period. How much does a teacher, I know you go to the superintendent's office every month or week or whenever, how much does a teacher make starting out?
It depends. It's not as much as you might think.
Well, what's the average? If you was to say the average.
I don't know if I can give you an average or not. It's Maybe.
No. 35?
That's closer to between 30 and 35 is probably the closer amount.
30 to 35,000?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And the only reason I was asking, because I talked to a couple guys, but they've been there a while, and they're a coach and everything, they're making 60-some thousand.
Sure.
A year.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been there a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. But say you start out, would you say 35, Melissa?
I'd say less than that. It depends on the school district.
Right.
Because it depends on the area that you're in. I know teachers that started out at 25.
25,000.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say 28, but that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah. 25 to 30, yeah. But and then they wonder why they can't keep teachers.
Yeah.
So, well, it'd be hard to keep somebody at that kind of money. But they say, well, they only work 6 months out of the year. They're actual working. They're off 6 months out of the year. But that's beside the point. You still have an income.
That's actually not true. The majority of teachers throughout the country are signed to a 9-month contract.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, but still, like you said, they can't make a living on that.
No.
No, you could, especially if you're living in Chicago.
You can't make a living if you're doing it here.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy here in Frankfurt.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Anything in Frankfurt that you got the Salvation Army and Goodwill and all these food
that
banks.
That doesn't bail you out, though, Carl. It really doesn't.
No.
Well, we never had that kind of stuff when I was a kid growing up.
Well,
that was unheard of. That was unheard of.
But the problem is now, but you know, that you have so many of those in town that, you know, now, because of everything.
You have.
And I'm glad we have all that.
And honestly, if you stop and you look at what the poverty level is for income,
uh-huh.
A teacher starting out at 25 is already in the poverty level.
Uh-huh.
And then you slap on all their college loans. Uh-huh. And the average college loan payment monthly for a 4-year degree is going to be anywhere from $300 to $500 a month that they have to pay back.
Well, why does so, it? Then answer me this, Melissa. Why then does your senators from Indiana and your representatives and all of the other states in the United States, our Democratic Party and Republican Party, and all they're doing is trying to get people fired and impeached. Why don't they work on the things that need to be worked on? I mean, is it right that people that's in Washington, D.C. can do inside trading and nothing can be done about it? That's the reason why they're multimillionaires. I mean, you let me do inside trading where I know everything, and it's not very hard to be a multimillionaire when you can do, I mean, like Martha Stewart got sent to prison. It seems to me like our government in Washington, D.C., every one of them need to be replaced.
No argument
there. The problem
is. No argument there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I think there ought to be term limits, too.
Yeah.
We've got term limits on the highest office in the country. Why don't we have term limits on everything else?
Yes.
So,
yes.
But the problem is the people who have to vote those term limits are the ones who are in the non-existent term limit offices.
That's just like the ones who, you know, who need to reduce their salaries. They're the ones that have to vote on it, and they're not going to do it.
Oh, no. They're going to vote themselves a raise before they'll reduce it.
That's exactly right.
Now, they have the prerogative to refuse that raise, and some of them have. Not very many, but there are
a few
that have.
Yeah.
Well, maybe,
but, you know,
our government needs to get their heads together and work on the things that need to be worked on instead of let's fire this guy, let's fire this. I don't care about that guy. Let's work on the problems that we have that needs to be
They're
worked on.
They're not
going to
do that, and we all know it.
Yeah.
Well, they should.
Well, it doesn't matter if they should or they shouldn't. The reality is they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem. And, the other thing I like, you know, we can say Chicago teachers are on strike. In Illinois, you get that option because if you don't have a contract, you can go ahead and go on strike. This state, you cannot do that.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, once you sign a contract, you stay in there, you know, we'll say you signed the contract a year or 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're bound by that contract until you renegotiate another one.
Well, we can't have teachers out there that went to college for 4 or 5 years making $25,000 a year. Yeah, now, this is ridiculous.
Well, that's not the point. I'm just saying that's what's going on, though.
Yeah. Well, we can't have that. We can't have that in the United States.
Anymore, you're lucky if someone who goes into the teaching profession is still there after 5 years.
Yeah.
Because within the first 5 years, they realize that they can't make a living at it.
And that's why the keeping teachers here, retaining them, is almost impossible. Any of your good teachers are going to be going elsewhere.
And there's a teacher shortage all over the country.
That's true.
And it's probably, I don't know, don't have any idea, but I imagine places like Zionsville and Carmel and Fishers, they probably pay more because their tax base is more and they get more tax money, wouldn't you think?
That's hard to say. I mean, I have no idea. I just know some of my friends and what they started out of, not just my age, but even some of the ones that have just come out of college that I've talked to. Again, like I said, if someone stays in the teaching profession, especially nowadays, not so much back when I got out of school, and a lot of those have retired or are retiring, getting ready to retire out of teaching, but a lot of the ones that are coming out of college right now going into the teaching profession, we're lucky if we keep them for 5 years.
Well, that
and beyond.
And I'm glad that we have everything that we have, because a lot of people need Goodwill and Salvation Army and all.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about
it. I'm tickled to death that we have it, and some place they can go to. But, hey, you guys have a wonderful weekend.
All right, you too, Carl.
You too, Carl.
All right, take care. We got another caller here. Calling on the air, go ahead.
Oh, hi, both of you people.
Hey, how are you doing, Kim?
Hi there. You're talking about odd foods. And yesterday in a local grocery store had one that said pumpkin apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And my question is, did they run out of both? And so they didn't have enough for a whole bottle, so they just mixed the two batches together.
Oh, it's a possibility. But no, I'm just going to say it's just one of those weird food combinations that they come up with.
Yeah, just ask Lay's potato chips. They're coming up with grilled cheese and tomato soup potato chips here soon.
Yep.
Oh, well, that might not be bad. I like grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Well,
I do too, but I don't know if
I
could,
want them
like
together.
It mixed with a potato.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
well, now that's
because you're still going to have some of that potato taste.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, and one more quick one. Did you see online where that it looked like Trump shooting Congress and the press?
Oh, the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, and honestly, the people that put that video together, and I agree, Congress has been very vocal about him, that he should denounce that video.
Yeah, they should, yeah.
And he's never said word one about it, which to me also shows a little bit of his character.
That's right.
You know, to be portrayed that way, and it sure doesn't seem to be bothering him any.
Yeah, and remember he said that he could shoot somebody and they're in New York and nobody would bother him?
Yeah, so anyway.
Great. And then Kathy Griffin, when it was supposed to look like she cut Trump's head off.
And yeah.
And everybody was upset. Well, I think both of those were tacky. But,
yeah, they were.
But
yeah.
But like you say, the Republicans need to stand up and say, this is even worse.
Well, and a lot of them have.
Well, I hope so.
But he doesn't.
Oh, that's right.
So, and that's, but
that's
yeah.
That's his character.
Yeah. And honestly, I think that video should have been taken down.
It should have.
Before, you know, once they saw what the content was.
But because you know there's some crazy out there that would do it. That's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, you guys have a nice weekend.
All right, take care,
Thank
Kim.
You.
All right, no problem. All right, we got about a minute left here. I want to go over one more thing here before we take a break. Juul is suspending the sale of fruit-flavored e-cigarette flavors ahead of a looming ban from the federal government. Not that I think it's going to matter, but at least it's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
The company announced it will only sell mint, menthol, and tobacco flavors to help people who are trying to quit smoking combustible cigarettes. Juul will implement the new policy effective immediately. This comes amid a teen vaping epidemic and the outbreak of deadly vaping-related lung disease. Trump administration has previously announced that it is readying a ban on all flavored e-cigarettes until the Food and Drug Administration can review them. As I've said before, and I will repeat this, I am not a fan of our FDA because it doesn't do half of what it's supposed to do.
No. No, it doesn't.
I mean, if you look around the world, we are one of the last countries to have anything positive.
Yeah, there are so many countries that are so far ahead of us.
Yeah,
it's not
even funny.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, just have a great weekend. Hope the show goes well tomorrow.
Yeah, it will. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I do.
Oh, I'm not going to go anywhere with that. That's pretty good.
Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. We're going to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.